When Emma was a poet, she wrote books even the least well-read listener enjoyed. She remains popular now only in academic circles and lives off her investments. She stays indoors, cloistered by agoraphobia, though she hungers for companionship. I hold the Huddleston chair at our university because I am her translator, the one person who can still walk inside and carry her words out again. She's moving from her house to an apartment across town, and we've been packing for weeks. Her psychiatrist thinks this means she's finally coming out of isolation, but she and I know it's merely a new phase of her particular funk. I won't be so alone, she tells me one moment, and, oh God, they'll be all around me, the next. New York was like that. And then she's incanting, and I drop the boxes, the dusty tomes in need of stacking, and scramble for my recorder. She tells me, being lonely in New York was like falling slipstream, borne along by currents I could not fathom or reach, a passenger in humanity's wake. I'll take that to my graduate classes. Let my students chew the words, grind them through 20-page essays. Only Emma and I will ever know she is speaking of now, not New York, of living pressed into her own books, crowded against the glass of a window she dares not break.